Today we celebrate the feast of the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the temple. And according to most authors, she was probably about 3 years old when her parents, Saint Joachim and Saint Anne, brought her to the temple, to the school of virgins, to be prepared, as many, many young girls were being prepared in case one of them should be chosen by God to be the mother of the Messiah, because it was expected that he was about to come. They could feel it in their bones. And of course, the Blessed Mother did not have any inkling at this time, nor her parents. But nevertheless, being very holy and pious Jews, they brought her to the temple. Now, it must have been a great sacrifice, because they were old and they were barren, no children. And then all of a sudden, by the grace of God, who had been, and the revelation had been made to both of them separately about the birth of this wonderful young girl by the Archangel Saint Gabriel. But here we are, 3 years, and now they need to give her up. It must have been a very difficult and very painful decision, but it was also what God willed. And many times, what God wills is not an easy thing for us to do. It's not an easy decision. And so they did it, but with great joy, because suffering also brings joy. With great joy, they took her to the temple and presented her there and left her there to be schooled, where she learned the sacred scriptures and the revelations of the fathers, of the prophets, and so forth, concerning the Messiah. And so it was to be on this day. This particular image of Our Lady, and there are many, many depictions, seeing the holy parents leading the girl to the temple and she going up the steps by herself, leaving them at the bottom of the steps. And this is to be seen all over Catholicism in many, many, many churches. The most famous of all is the one that is at St. Peter's Basilica. As one enters into the basilica, after the baptistry on the left-hand side is the altar, which shows the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary at the temple. And there is, interestingly enough, the incorrupt body of Pope St. Pius X. So this particular altar is one of the most popular in the Vatican Basilica, and many, many priests make reservations to say Mass there, or of course they did so until a couple of years ago, when what's going on in Rome right now prevented anybody from doing that. And so of course we need to pray to the Blessed Mother to deliver the Church, to deliver all of us from the present conditions. And of course, at the same time as we behold the Blessed Mother being presented, we pray to all the popes and all the saints of the Church to deliver the Church from the evils to which she is being subjected today. In addition, of course, I've asked everybody this week, tomorrow is a feast of Saint Cecilia, virgin and martyr, and she is the patroness of musicians. And so I have asked her, and I ask you to pray for me, that maybe I may get the miracle of my voice being restored tomorrow on the feast of Saint Cecilia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.